Last night, the Pittsburgh Steelers took the first step toward repeating as champions of the National Football League. Before a towel-waving hometown crowd, the Steelers opened the 2009 NFL season by beating the Tennessee Titans in overtime by a score of 13-10. The other 30 NFL teams begin their quest for a Super Bowl title this weekend. And joining us now, as he does most Fridays, is sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Hi, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
A pretty exciting game last night. The Steelers quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, completed 33 passes for a whopping 363 yards. Can Pittsburgh, do you think, repeat as champion?
And only one team has done it this decade, New England in the 2003 and 2004 seasons. Two teams did it in the 90s, Denver and Dallas. One in the 80s, San Francisco, but they won four Super Bowls that decade. Three did it in the 70s, and Green Bay, of course, won the first two Super Bowls back in the 60s. It is much harder to repeat now because of player movement via free agency, salary cap rules, a schedule that's designed to promote parity throughout the league. Pittsburgh, though, certainly looks good enough to repeat. They are remarkably stable. They had 19 of 22 starters back from last season last night. But there is so much unpredictable about football, especially injuries. And we saw it last night when the Steelers' great safety, Troy Polamalu, who had a terrific start to the game and to the season, hurt a knee ligament and now might miss 3 to 6 weeks.
The backdrop to this NFL season is labor unrest. The league and the players' union are already exchanging words about a new collective bargaining agreement. Doesn't look too good, I guess.
No, these are not good words. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and the new union boss Demoris Smith traded digs in the media this week. We're still waiting for formal negotiations to begin, and the basic issue is this. The teams voted to opt out of the current labor deal on the grounds that it had proven too favorable financially for the players. And if the two sides can't reach a new agreement by next March, the 2010 season will be played without a salary cap restricting how much or how little teams can spend on players. Now, that's going to be very interesting and possibly very lucrative for a few players, but also very harmful for the vast majority, I think, in the league. And then you've got the possibility of a lockout or a strike in 2011 becoming far more serious.
Why is it so hard for the NFL owners and the players to reach an agreement? It is not for a lack of money sloshing around that they can divide up.
No, certainly not. I mean, $8 billion or close to it in revenue in the NFL now. There is a basic disagreement on how that money should be divided. The owners in this most recent labor deal guaranteed the players around 60% of certain league revenue. They now claim that actual player costs are even higher than that. The union says this is perfectly equitable. We are the players. We are the entertainment. And you've got this tug of war. What's going to complicate matters on the owner's side is that they have a big internal issue to address, and that's how much revenue teams should share with one another between the bigger market and smaller market or smaller revenue clubs. This, I think, is the elephant in the room for the owners as this labor issue gets going.
Now, finally, the NFL enacted restrictions on players, coaches, and other team personnel. They may not use social media like Twitter from 90 minutes before kickoff until after post-game media interviews are completed. Why are they anti-Twitter?
Well, part of the reason was Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Chad Ochocinco, formerly Chad Johnson, of course. He promised over the summer to tweet during games. Now, Ocho, as many fans know, is something of an attention lover. After these new rules came out, he announced that he was going to close his Twitter account, which has 159,000 followers. Then he didn't do that, of course, and said that he had found loopholes in the NFL rule. And yesterday he tweeted, "You ain't seen nothing yet, poor no fun league. I'm itching for Sundays so bad."
No fun league is what NFL stands for him.
Right.
Okay. Stefan, thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Robert. You too.
Stefan Fatsis is the author of A Few Seconds of Panic, A Sports Writer Plays in the NFL.